after a few days, King Dasarath returned to Ayodhya with his entourage. Ayodhya was overjoyed with jubilation to welcome their beloved Ram and his brothers with their new bride. Together they lived.
All of the residents of Ayodhya Dham were simply looking forward to the day that Lord Ram would be king, because they all loved him more than their own lives. Every mother loved Ram more than they loved their own children. Every child loved Ram more than they loved their own mothers or fathers. Every friend loved Ram as their best friend. Such a phenomena can never be enacted in this material existence. It is the all-attractive, all-pleasing nature of Sri Ram to attract everyone's heart.
Lord Sri Ramchandra, his life and soul was to please Sita. And Sita, she was so intensely eager to serve Lord Ram that she had the ability to know whatever was in the innermost core of Ram's heart without his asking. She would be doing all services just to give him happiness. King Dasarath, seeing how all of the citizens of Ayodhya had such deep love and regard for Ramchandra, he one day called an assembly. Just before this, Kaikeyi, who was the mother of Bharat, her father, who was the king of Kekaya, called for Bharat and Sukrubna, his grandchildren, to come to his kingdom to spend some time with them. So he sent his son, who was Kaikeyi's brother, Yudhajit, to Ayodhya to bring them to the Kekaya province. So Dasarath Maharaj agreed. Bharat, Sukrubna, along with their newly wedded wives, went to the distant kingdom. Dasarath Maharaj called his ministers and told them that I have been serving as king many long years, more years than is expected. Now I am old. My health and strength is fading. I wish to retire. I desire to coronate as the prince regent for the upcoming king, Lord Ramchandra. Because I have taken note of all of his good qualities, he is humble, obedient to his superiors, very, very submissive to the Brahmins, kind and compassionate to all living beings. I have never ever heard a complaint against him, either from his seniors or even his juniors. He's a chivalrous warrior. He's brave and fearless under all conditions. He is well read and learned in all of the military and knowledge of statesmanship. I wish to coronate him as the prince regent. When Vasishtha Muni and the sages and the ministers heard it, they celebrated. So be it. Let it be. Dasarath, just after, had a dream. In that dream, he saw inauspicious omens and a negative constellation was about to happen. So Maharaj Dasarath felt that before this takes place, the coronation should be. So with the permission of Vasishtha Muni, he called Ramchandra. He said, I have decided that I will coronate you as the prince regent. Lord Ram accepted whatever is your desire, my father. Dasarath Maharaj said the coronation will be tomorrow morning. You should prepare yourself by visiting with Vishishtamuni and getting good instruction. Lord Sri Ram went to Vishishtamuni and he told him that he should stay awake that night for some time and he should fast and worship Lord Vishnu and worship the sacred fire, and gave him all very detailed instructions. Meanwhile, the word spread throughout Ayodhya that tomorrow morning Lord Ram would be coronated as the prince to become the king. Kaushalya was overjoyed. Sita was overjoyed. Lakshman. Everyone was dancing and singing in the streets. It was actually the heartfelt desire of everyone in Ayodhya to see Lord Ramchandra become the king. Celebrations were everywhere. Ayodhya was the most festive city in all the universe.
The day before the coronation, the demigods were thinking that if this Ravana is not killed soon, then it defeats the whole purpose of Ram's incarnation. So we have to do something drastic. So they caused the Maya potency to enter into the heart, the Kaikeyi's
hunchbacked
maid servant of Mantura.
That evening, she went upon the terrace of her palace. And she looked and she saw Kausalya giving immense charity, profusely. And she was so happy. Mantra approached Lord Rama's nurse and asked, "Why is Kausalya so happy? What is all these festivities? Why is everyone jubilating all over Ayodhya?" And the nurse said, "Oh, you haven't heard? The fulfillment of everyone's desire will be achieved tomorrow. Rama, he will be coronated as the regent prince of Ayodhya." Mantra heard this. She became filled with envy and anger. She was thinking that I'm a deformed hunchback woman. And people speak all kinds of ridiculing remarks against me. But I happen to be the favorite maidservant of Kaikeyi. Kaikeyi is the favorite queen of Dasarath. Therefore, I have royal opulences, I have fame, I have so many great fortunes that come by my association with Kaikeyi. Ram becomes king. And Kaikeyi will be seen as second class. And I will also be seen as second class. I will be neglected. Intolerable. It has to be stopped. Actually, the demigods, knowing that Ram's mission was to kill Ravana, they personally arranged through their Shakti to pollute the mind of Mantra with envy. She devised a cunning and wicked plan. She went to Kaikeyi's inner chambers, and Kaikeyi was rejoicing. She heard Ram would be the king. It was the fulfillment of her and her immense desire also. Mantra asked, Have you heard that there is a deadly noose tied around your neck about to kill you and make you suffer miserably?" Okay, he said, "What are you saying? What is that?" "Ram is going to be coronated as the prince regent." Okay, he said, "That is good news. We should celebrate. We should give him charity." Mantra, she could not tolerate seeing the happiness of Kaikeyi. "This is joyous. You should be happy." Kaikeyi, more angry, that you are a fool. You are a wretched creature. You do not know what is in store for you if you allow this to take place. Haikei said, what are you talking about? What are you saying? Have you gone mad?
Mantara said that
Ram has always been envious of Bharat. You don't know because you're blinded by affection, but I see these things.
And he knows that Bharat is superior to him in all respects.
When he becomes king, he will banish Bharat to the forest. Or he may even murder him to make sure that he doesn't take the throne. You, at the best, you will just be a second-class woman.
Dasarath will favor Kausalya,
and he will mistreat you, abuse you, and neglect you. And at the best, Bharat will simply be the slave of Ram. Are you going to tolerate this? Are you going to allow this to happen? Kaikeyi, being very confused, she said, Mantara, what are you saying? What are you speaking? Ram and Bharat are best of friends. They love each other dearly. This can never take place. Mantara continued that you must stop this immediately.
If you do not stop this,
then your son will suffer miserably for the rest of his life. Why? Why would Dasarath send away Bharat and Shatrughna? And then when they're away, decided to have this coronation. It is because it is a devious, envious conspiracy against Bharat. Can't you see? The writing is on the wall. You will become the slave of Kausalya, and he will become the slave of Ram. And ultimately you will both be destroyed. Gradually, Kaikeyi's mind was being contaminated. This happens to be the influence of bad association. Kaikeyi was such a virtuous, loving queen. But due to associating with a wicked woman full of envy, she became wicked and full of envy.
Kaikeyi asked, what can be done? Is it too late? Is there anything I can do? Mantara said, yes, there is.
Do you not remember many years ago? Dasarath was fighting on the command of the demigods. He was fighting against some great, great demons. In fact, Dasarath was such a mighty warrior that he fought as if his chariot was covering 10 directions at the same time. That is why he was given the name Dasarath.
At that time, the demons, so powerful as they were, they inflicted terrible, terrible wounds upon the demigods who had to flee.
And your husband, he was being pierced and with various arrows and lances in his body. He fell unconscious due to suffering of pain. At that time, you took his chariot off the battlefield and nursed him to health. Dasarath came back to consciousness. He was so grateful to you for saving his life. He offered you 2 boons. But you told him that you didn't want anything. But he insisted, and you said, at some time in the future, perhaps I will take these boons.
Now is the time! Take these boons!
And I will tell you what boons to demand. The first is to install, through coronation, Bharat as the prince regent, the future king, and then banish Ram to the forest for 14 years.
Because if you coronate Bharat but allow Ram to be here, Ram, due to his envy, will create all kinds of conspiracies to pull down Bharat and take his position. You must protect your son. Kaikeyi, convinced of the wicked mind of Mantara, she entered into her special inner chamber, which was for the exclusive purpose of sulking when she was angry. We have heard of wives who do like this.
So Dasarath, he came to the palace of Kaikeyi to tell her the good news that Ram is going to be coronated as king tomorrow. Kaikeyi was the favorite queen of Dasarath. She was the youngest queen and most very, very beautiful, full of all good qualities. When he came in to her room, he saw that she wasn't there. He looked throughout the various parts of the palace, but his beloved Kaikeyi was not to be found. He asked one of the maidservants, and she said that Kaikeyi is in her sulking room. Dasarath Maharaj was wondering, why in the world would she be in sulking room on such a joyous occasion? Dasarath entered. He saw Kaikeyi had thrown her jewelry on the side and the floors and thrown parts of her garments, and she was dressed in a way that her robes were scattered. Her beautiful sari was all disheveled, and her hair was undone, and she was laying on the ground crying. Dasarath Maharaj's heart was so soft, he couldn't bear to see his wife in this condition. He approached her and placed his hand on her head and placed her head on his lap. And he said, "My beloved Kaikeyi, this is a time for rejoicing. Tomorrow your beloved son, Ram, will be coronated as the future king." Kaikeyi laid there, crying, angry, practically hissing like a snake. Upon seeing this, Dasarath's heart was melting more and more and more. He said, "My beloved Kaikeyi, please tell me, what can I do to take you out of this condition? I'll do anything for you. You know, I am your faithful husband. What do you want?" Upon seeing this, Dasarath's heart was melting more and more and more. He said, "My beloved Kaikeyi, please tell me, what can I do to take you out of this condition? I'll do anything for you. You know, I am your faithful husband. What do you want? I'll give you anything, but be happy." Kaikeyi looked at him and said, "Do you mean that? You will give me anything?" Dasarath was like a deer entering into the web of a vicious hunter. He said, "Of course, I'll do anything for you. I've always done anything for you. What do you want?" She said, "Do you vow that whatever I ask of you, you will give me?" "I will give you whatever you ask. Of this there is no doubt." "Do you make a vow?" He said, "I make a vow in the name of my beloved Ramchandra, who is my life and my soul, the most dear person in my existence. And you know, Kaikeyi, after Lord Ram, there is no one more dear to me than you. In the name of Ram, who I will give my life and soul and everything for the pleasure of, I make a vow that I will fulfill whatever you desire."
Kaikeyi asked, "Are you certain that you will fulfill your promise?"
Dasarath said, "In the presence of all the prominent demigods, I promise to fulfill your desire."
She said, "Am I certain to believe that whatever I ask, you will fulfill?"
He said, "I make vow in front of the sun and the moon and all of my forefathers
of the Raghu dynasty that whatever you desire, I will give you." Then Kaikeyi, feeling great jubilation in her heart, like a serpent hissing, she said, "If you break this promise, your name and your fame of you and your whole dynasty will be destroyed.
Do you remember
when you offered me two boons, when I saved your life?" Dasarath Maharaj said, "Yes, of course. I claim my two boons from you today. Whatever it may be, ask. The first boon, with the paraphernalia that you have arranged to coronate Ram,
I want you to coronate my son Bharat
as the prince regent, the future king of Ayodhya, and emperor of the world. And my second boon is you banish Ram to the forest, where he lives by eating roots and fruits, and wears nothing but the tree bark and the skins of animals for 14 years. When Dasarath heard these words, Dasarath Maharaj fell to the ground unconscious. Then he got up. Tears were pouring from his eyes. His mouth became dry like desert. His limbs were trembling in grief. He couldn't believe what he had heard. He spoke, "Is this a dream? Is this a dream, a terrible nightmare that I am experiencing? You evil, cruel, hard-hearted woman! You are invoking the very destruction of my entire dynasty! Don't you see? Don't you see what you're doing? You are going to be the cause of my very death." Dasarath then helplessly fell at the feet of Kaikeyi. Holding her feet, he begged her, "Please, please, don't do this. It is impossible. It cannot be. If you like, I will coronate Bharat as king, but don't send Ram to the forest. Separation from Ram will be the very cause of my death. It will be the very cause of the destruction of the entire kingdom of Ayodhya. I will offer you all my wealth. I will offer you the entire kingdom. But please do not take Ram away from me." Kaikeyi, not at all moved by any sentiment, she looked at him with great wrath in her eyes and said that, "You have given your promise. You cannot break your promise. And if you dare to try to break your promise, I will drink poison. And you will be known throughout history as the destroyer of the dignity of your entire race and the murderer of your own wife." Dasarath Maharaj once again fainted. He was laying on the floor,
that if you carry this through, you will be the cause of my death. What has Ram ever done to you? Ram has always treated you like his own mother. He's loved you. He served you. And you know Bharat. He loves Ram. He worships Ram. Where has this evil come into your heart? Have you gone mad? Have you gone crazy? Give up this foolishness. I'll give you anything you want. But please do not take Ram away from us. Kaikeyi,
you are a wretched being. You have made your vow 3 times that you would keep your word. And now, like a faint-hearted coward, due to material attachments, you are about to break those vows. You cannot break this vow. You have spoke before the demigods, before your forefathers.
Dasarath Maharaj,
gasping for air, he said, on this very day, I disown you. You are no longer my wife. I discard any association, and I regret I've ever had anything to do with you. Then he fell to the ground again, unconscious.
He lay there all night, trying to reason with Kaikeyi, but it was utterly futile. In the morning, the celebrations were beginning throughout Ayodhya for the coronation of Ram. At that time, Sumantra, who was the chief minister and dear friend of Dasarath, was looking all over for him. He came to the palace of Kaikeyi, and there he found Dasarath laying in the ground in an ocean of sorrow. Sumantra couldn't understand what was happening. Kaikeyi spoke that Dasarath, he was working very hard arranging for the ceremony today, so he's very tired. He is requesting you to call Ram at once.
Meanwhile,
Ram was making all nice arrangements for his coronation. Sumantra went to Ram's palace and told him that your father is calling for you just now at the palace of Kaikeyi. So Lord Sri Ram, along with Lakshman, they boarded a beautiful golden chariot. And as he was heading toward the palace, the people of Ayodhya were showering him with flowers and singing beautiful songs and calling out, today you will become the regent prince. Today you will be coronated. Today will be the fulfillment of all of our desires. Ram entered into the inner chambers of Kaikeyi's palace. To his very great surprise, he saw Dasarath laying there, aggrieved with agony. Lord Ram could not understand. He said, my father, why are you in this condition? It is a day of rejoicing. Please tell me. Dasarath could not even look at the face of Ram. Lord Ram asked, why will you not look at me? Why will you not speak to me? My dear father, please tell me.
Kaikeyi spoke.
Your father cannot speak to you
because of what he has done. He has made a vow, and that vow will be
that my son Bharat will be coronated as the future king,
and that you will be banished to the Dantakaranya forest for 14 years, where you will be dressed in nothing but the bark of trees and the skins of animals, eating the roots and the berries that monkeys eat.
Your father
does not have the heart to tell you.
But now, in order to protect his honor and dignity and keeping from going to hell, from breaking his vow, you should go to the forest at once.
Lord Sri Ram is completely unaffected by hearing this. He maintained perfect composure, and with folded hands, he said, if my dear father has made this vow that I should go to the forest and Bharat be made the future king, then I will be happy to go to the forest. It is not a problem at all. I will give my life to maintain the dignity and integrity of my father. He looked at Dasarath Maharaj and said, please do not be sad. Please do not feel aggrieved in your heart. If this is your desire, it is my desire. I will immediately make arrangements to depart for the Dandakaranya forest.